And a wet weather creek, something that only flows when it rains, is called what?
In an arroyo, but
yeah, around here I guess we'd call them that.
Remember, we don't have many of those.
Yeah. Well, these big, you know, places where, you know, I guess we call them all arroyos, don't we? That they come down in a V shape and
yes,
kids have to stay out of them.
Arroyos.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're, you know, 99% of the time they're totally dry.
Mm-hmm.
They have been eroded through the years by heavy runoffs.
Mm-hmm. A place in a forest where there's a clearing and some grass and flowers is called?
A meadow.
Mm-hmm. And a place where children can play?
Playground.
Mm-hmm. What does the word park mean to you?
Park means a pleasant, grassed area where children can play.
Mm-hmm.
It usually has shade trees or ground covering. You can have animals in parks.
Mm-hmm. How about the word basin? What's a basin?
A basin? Well, they speak of basins as large areas that will hold water.
Mm-hmm.
They generally fill up and then dry off. If they retain the water, they become lakes.
Mm-hmm. How about the area that Tucson is in? You know how Tucson is in a kind of low area in the land? What do you call that?
Tucson in a low area. Just think, I went to school there. You have the mountains, the flat part of Tucson.
Yeah, the flat part of Tucson is actually the low area. Tucson's sort of shaped like a bowl, you know.
Okay. I don't know.
Some people call it the Bolson, but...
Bolson.
I didn't know that it wasn't maybe a basin also.
Well, I guess it could be.
How about a place where alligators live? In Florida, for instance.
In the swamps?
Mm-hmm. And, a flat-topped hill out in the desert is called
a mesa.
Mm-hmm. And if you're walking along a mountain trail and it suddenly drops off, you call that
a bluff,
mm-hmm.
Cliff.
Mm-hmm. And if there are many of them, they are called
mountains.
Well, if it's the plural of cliff is.
Cliffs.
Mm-hmm. And how do people water the crops in El Paso?
By irrigation,
mm-hmm.
And by water systems.
What, could you explain the water system, the irrigation?
Well, the irrigation comes from the Rio Grande River. That's where our supply of irrigated water comes from.
Mm-hmm.
We take it out of the river either by dams or by pumps and put it into smaller canals to be fed into the farmlands to be irrigated or flooded.
Mm-hmm.